Good evening. Today I'll be reading Acts 4:29 through 31. And now, Lord, take note of their threats and grant your bondservants may speak your word with all confidence, while you extend your hand to heal, and signs of wonders take place through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place where they had gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness.
Again, certainly it's good to see everyone tonight. Thank you very much for being here. Eddie, thank you for those songs tonight. I think they fit in really well with the message that I want to share with all of us this evening. The book of Acts is an exciting, thrilling book telling us of the phenomenal growth of that first century church. The 10 days of prayer in Acts 1 spark the 3,000 conversions that we read about in Acts chapter 2. Peter's acts of mercy and compassion in Acts 9 helped lead the people in Sharon and Joppa to the Lord. And in Acts 4, we see one more vital ingredient, the spoken word. Listen to what Peter and John were doing before they were told about the conversion of some 5,000 people. Acts chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. As they were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to them, being greatly disturbed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in jail until the next day, for it was about evening. But many of those who had heard the message believed, and the number of the men came to be about 5,000. Peter and John had been telling people about Jesus. Listened to what bothered the religious leaders and what they forbade the apostles to do. Acts 4 verse 16, saying, "What shall we do with these men? For the fact that a noteworthy miracle has taken place through them is apparent to all who live in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But so that it will not spread any further among the people, let us warn them to speak no longer to any man in this name." And when they had summoned them, they commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. What bothered them was Peter and John telling people about Jesus, what they strictly prohibited. Why? Because it was telling others of Jesus that led thousands of people to Christ. Here is what Peter and the others pray for at the end of this conversation. One of the verses that Landon read for us, Acts 4 verse 29. "And now, Lord, take note of their threats and grant that your bondservants may speak your word with all confidence." They prayed to God for boldness, for confidence to speak to others about Jesus. Sometimes this is one thing we are hesitant to do. We pray for the lost. We show them mercy and compassion. But speaking to others about Jesus is something that sometimes we have a hard time doing. Why did these early Christians talk so freely about Jesus when we perhaps talk so little about him? What makes evangelism so difficult? I would venture to say there are two main reasons why it is difficult. Fear of rejection and lack of passion. We don't talk to others because we're afraid of being rejected and we have somehow lost our passion. Let's look at what Acts 4 says about those two issues. First, the lack of passion? How do we rekindle that passion? And what gave these early Christians such a passion? Number one, their relationship with Jesus gave them a passion. Acts 4:19, but Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to give heed to you rather than to God, you be the judge. For we cannot stop speaking about what we have seen and heard. They could not stop speaking about what they had seen and heard. What had they seen? What had they heard? One word. Jesus. Acts 4 verse 13. Now as they observed the confidence of Peter and John and understood that they were uneducated and untrained men, they were amazed and began to recognize them as having been with Jesus. Peter and John had been with Jesus, and what they had seen and heard so impacted them so that they could not help sharing him with others. Before we share the good news, it has to be good news to us. Evangelism flows out of a living, daily relationship with Jesus Christ. And if we want to renew that passion, if we want to renew that relationship, let me encourage you to reread one of the Gospels. Read a little bit of it every day. Reinvestigate the life of the one who has changed our lives. The good news becomes better to us when we share it with someone else. Number two, their desire to obey Jesus gave them passion. Acts 4 verse 19, but Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to give heed to you rather than to God, you be the judge, for we cannot stop speaking about what we have seen and heard. For Peter and John, it was simple as this. They had been commanded to speak about Jesus. Remaining silent was not an option. In Acts 1, the Lord commanded them to be his witnesses, and it was their desire, I believe, to obey Christ that gave them a passion to speak. We too have an obligation to speak about Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, but sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give a reason or to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence. If we want to renew our passion, we must see evangelism as an act of obedience. And then their belief about Jesus gave them a passion to speak. Acts 4 verse 12 is a familiar verse from Acts 4. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. Salvation is found in no one else. If we believe that, no one could keep us quiet. If we believe that, we would be telling other people about him. We would be doing our best to invite people to our Bible classes and to our worship assemblies, which may provide us an opportunity to share the good news of Christ with them. Lack of passion. Three things can fuel that passion. Our relationship with Jesus, our desire to obey Jesus, and our belief about Jesus. But I believe fear also inhibits our desire to speak. Let me ask us, what might happen if we start talking to other people about Jesus, that co-worker might label you a religious fanatic. You could alienate a family member. You will, in all likelihood, hear, "Well, I'm just not interested." What happened to Peter and John when they talked to people about Jesus? They were put in jail. And yet they kept on talking. They were threatened by local leaders. And yet they kept on talking. They were beaten. Yet they kept on talking. Acts 5, verse 40. They took his advice. This is the advice of Gamaliel. And after calling the apostles in, they flogged them and ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and then released them. So they went on their way from the presence of the council. And I've always been amazed at this line, rejoicing that they have been considered worthy to suffer shame for his name. And every day in the temple and from house to house, they kept right on teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. My point, we have nothing to fear compared with these early Christians. Now, I don't know what the future may hold in terms of our world and the reaction that we're going to get as we go out there and try to share the good news of Christ. But I've just always been so impressed by these early disciples, these early apostles, and their willingness to go out there and to share the good news of Christ with others. Note three powerful imperatives from Acts chapter 5. Go, stand, and speak to the people in the temple, the whole message of this life. Upon hearing this, they entered into the temple about daybreak and began to teach. Now when the high priest and his associates came, they called the council together, even all the senate of the sons of Israel, and sent orders to the prison house for them to be brought. Go. Going is imperative. It's not optional. Stand. Standing suggests that we take a firm stand, that we take a strong stand against error, and that we stand up for the truth of the gospel. Speak. The gospel is to be proclaimed, both public and from house to house. The book of Acts reveals a revival the like of which never seen. Thousands of people coming to faith. Churches planted all over the Roman Empire. Revival sparked by prayer, fueled by acts of service, and carried on by Christians telling non-Christians about Jesus. You recall that line that I read earlier, that these people were described how? As ordinary, unschooled men. Some 69 references in Acts of Christians telling non-Christians about Jesus. How did they spark such a revival? They spoke. I have been deeply touched by this text. And I need to be praying, Alan needs to be praying that my passion will be renewed to go out there and to tell others the good news of Jesus Christ. Lord, please renew my passion to go out there and be a spokesman for Jesus. for you. Now, God invites all of us to pray, to show care, and then to share our faith with others. If the name of the Savior is precious to you, if His care has been constant and tender and true, if the light of His presence has brightened your way, oh, will you not tell of your gladness today? Will you not tell it today? I pray that we'll all go out there this week and look for those opportunities to share the good news of Jesus Christ with someone else. And again, as I mentioned to you, this text has always challenged me when I think about those men there and those women there who went out there in spite of all the difficulties and the challenges that they were facing, that they just kept on talking and speaking and proclaiming the good news of Christ. So I pray, God, that You will renew our passion and that You will help us deal with the fear factor. That's real. I understand that. But we must overcome that fear by going out there and speaking. And it's interesting, you know, that they prayed for confidence, and certainly they did, and they said the place where they were was shaken. And then they were filled with the Spirit. So the place was shaken, but what happened? That left them what? Unshaken. As they went out there and really began to continue to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. Will you not tell it today? And Alan, will you not share it in every way that you possibly can as well? If you need to begin your relationship with Jesus Christ through faith, repentance, baptism, this is the time to do that. If you need to rededicate your life to Him by having the congregation pray with you and for you, this is the time for you to make that decision as well. And so if there's a way that we can serve you tonight, please come as we stand together and sing.